Public Health Ontario reported 780 new COVID cases today. The latest updates noted 965 recoveries and 6 new deaths. The December 1 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: 6,750 active cases, down from 6,940 reported yesterday. 296 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. There are 139 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 16 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 77 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 13 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. As of yesterday, 11,259,729 Ontarians, about 76% of the total population, have been fully vaccinated. 89% of eligible Ontarians have at least one dose of vaccine. The vaccine data hasn't been updated today. Among the new cases reported today are 369 unvaccinated people, 24 partially vaccinated people, and 336 fully vaccinated people. 51 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. Among the hospitalized cases, not in ICU, are 94 unvaccinated, 12 partially vaccinated, and 50 fully vaccinated people. The ICU cases include 59 unvaccinated, 5 partially vaccinated, and 22 fully vaccinated people. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 12.9 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 5.5 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 3 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The province reported 35,364 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 3.1% positivity rate. Of the new cases reported today, 96 are from Toronto, 38 are from Peel, 64 are from Simcoe Muskoka, and 37 are from York Region. Today's new cases include 43 newborns to 4-year-olds, 137 kids ages 5 to 11, 61 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 214 people between 20 and 39 years old, 200 people between 40 and 59 years old, 105 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 20 people over 79 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 619,270 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 602,215 recoveries and 10,005 deaths. Since the start of the pandemic, 31,360 people have been hospitalized with COVID and 6,196 of them were in intensive care units. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 4,203 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 35.7 cases per 100,000 people, which is up by 15.2% compared to the week of November 14. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 1150 cases. There are 378 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 92% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 88% have both doses. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 914 cases. There are 15 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 88.6% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84.6% have both doses. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,274 cases. There are 10 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 92% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 3,858 cases. There are 292 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 93% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 89% have both doses. Temiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,836 cases. There are 54 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,235 cases. There are 17 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 91% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,597 cases. There are 94 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 95% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 91% have both doses. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 11 a.m. today.